Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with State Senator Kevin Kenney with an update on the legislature. The budget estimates have come back and further cuts are being made. Can you give us an update of what is going on?
Well, the revenue estimating conference has come back and the revenues are again down. The estimate from the last time that the revenue estimating conference has met, so it's meaning that we're going to have to cut our budget even further.
And where are those cuts going to be?
Well, that's kind of the million-dollar question here right now, is where everything's going to come from there. I know the Republicans are looking at education again and human services, so it's just one area that we've already, they're bare bones at this point, and it's just going to be devastating to them, I'm afraid.
And when are those cuts going to be announced officially, or when will those be made?
Well, it's something that's going to happen here when they're going through the budget for each agency or each division.
And can you explain, or is there any information regarding why those budget estimates were so far off?
No, I don't have any information yet at this point. The farm economy is slumping in here in Iowa with commodity prices, which I suspect is going to be part of it. Also, there was a tax on consumable items that was put into place last year in which the LSA estimated it would be $25 million, in which it's the drill bits used in manufacturing or supplies that are used in manufacturing, in which I feel that it's going to be a lot higher than what they suspected. And our sales tax has come in level. Part of that also is that internet sales, there's more purchases on the internet, and they're not capturing that tax also. So I think that that's one of the things that we're going to need to have to look at, or the federal government will have to realize that is going on. Our department stores are closing in Iowa and everywhere else in the country, and more people are purchasing on the internet.
And moving away from the budget, you had some legislation that you introduced that was approved by the Senate unanimously regarding stalking. Can you explain this legislation? It's rare to hear this session about something that's been approved unanimously.
It's a bill that's expanding the definition of stalking and allowing electronically controlled devices to be included in this. It's not allowing someone to place a GPS unit on you or your vehicle or whatever it may be and following someone.
And is this something that you encountered during your years in law enforcement?
It was something that was evolving when I was in law enforcement, and we're trying to keep up with new technology, and that this was something that needed to be done. And I had seen it to a certain degree, but it's becoming more and more common.
And the last thing I wanted to talk about was transportation costs for schools. There's been some legislation regarding that. Can you tell us what's going on?
It came out of the Senate. It has gone over to the House. It is the equalization of trying to make it so all schools are receiving the same amount of money per student. There is a big disparity among schools, and they're trying to equalize that. You know, some schools are paying up to $1,000 per student just to get the student to the schools, where other schools are paying, you know, $25 a student to get the students to school. So there's $950 that is going to transportation that's not going to education. So they're trying to level it out so that only the same amount of money would be spent on every student.
And where is the funding for this coming from?
That's coming from the general fund.
So just looking at Washington, for example, I mean, that's $500,000.
Yeah, I believe over a 10-year period, that is correct.
And it'll be phased in then?
Yes.
All right. And before I let you go, because I know it's a busy day for you, is there anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about?
Well, it's just been a very, very busy year this year. I little bit disappointed in the amount of bills that we've been running that deal with the working, everyday working people, how we've been taking a lot of their rights away, and it's been kind of discouraging.
That's been today's Washington Page with State Senator Kevin Kenney. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.